And when we look at the safety profile, overall, when you look at the safety data of all the trials, the number of things which are very consistent, that patients who are on tamoxifen experience vaginal bleeding, vaginal discharge, which results in substantial number of interventions and number of times maybe even surgical interventions in these patients, which could be avoided by offering aromatase inhibitors up front. The downside is also that we have to discuss with the patients that aromatase inhibitors do cause estrogen deprivation and are associated with the increased risk of osteoporosis and increased risk of fracture, and we need to be aware of it and we need to inform and discuss that with the patient. But I think if we just look at the overall safety profile, there are net fewer side effects associated with aromatase inhibitors, and only side effect which is more or less predictable, and we can see that what is the bone health of the patient, and if it is osteopenic or osteoporotic, there are effective therapies. Whereas if we cannot tell which patient is going to develop a thromboembolic complication, which patient is going to develop an endometrial carcinoma, or which patient is going to develop stroke in that 2 to 3 years. So that's why I think that with all the data which has accumulated at the present time, I do not think that we can select a subset of women in which we can say that here is a subset of women in which tamoxifen is a safer option in the first 2 to 3 years, and I can initiate the therapy and start them 2 or 3 years down the line on aromatase inhibitor therapy.